Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Many people think they're the masters of their own destiny, but God sees his people as clay on a potter's wheel. And since he's the potter, he controls their destiny. Today, learning to see ourselves as vessels God can make and remake as he chooses. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on The Church in Babylon, unleashing the power of a spirit-filled witness. Now, Erwin Lutzer takes us to Jeremiah 18 to talk about Israel, clay in the potter's hands.
Today, as I speak, if I pause in the middle of a sentence or after a sentence, it might not be because I've lost my place. The last 10 sermons I preached through an interpreter. And when you preach through an interpreter, you always have time to think of what the next sentence is going to be. I like preaching through an interpreter, actually. Less stress, more time to think, and so forth, and short, direct sentences. I loved it, speaking through an interpreter. But today, I will not have an interpreter, and I think that God is going to keep me on track all the way. The question is this: whither, America? What is happening in the United States of America that is of importance? As we see various dominoes coming down one after another, what are the great lessons that we learn from the situation in Israel and Judah? If ever there was a message that you really need to hear, it's the one, particularly the next message, when I'm going to describe for you exactly what happened, how the Babylonians came down, how Jerusalem was destroyed, the suffering that the people went through, all of which is going to be relevant to where we are in the United States. It's not that I think that the United States is Israel, but sometimes my breath is taken away when I think of what God is willing to do to a nation that abandons him. But today we're going to be in the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 18. The title of the series is The Church in Babylon, Unleashing the Power of a Spirit-Filled Witness. You say, well, you haven't spent a lot of time so far talking about the Spirit-Filled Witness. Well, eventually in this series we will, when we talk about the land of Judah being inhabited then by Babylonians, and the folks of Judah are in Babylon, and we're going to talk about their witness in a pagan culture. But in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah, God sends Jeremiah on a field trip and says, what I want you to do is to go down to the potter's house because I have a message for Israel. And the best way to illustrate it is for you to go there and watch a potter at work. I'm going to pick it up, actually, in verse 2 of the 18th chapter. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel, and the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck it up and break it down and destroy it, that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent from the disaster. But if the opposite happens, well, then, verse 9, God will judge. And notice this. I'm skipping to verse 11, the middle of the verse. I am shaping disaster against you and devising a plan against you. God saying that to his people? I'm devising a plan against you and shaping disaster against you? Wow, takes your breath away. God hates sin. Well, now what we're going to do is I want you to bring your cameras. Don't take out your cell phones and take a picture right now. But pretend that you have your cell phone camera or another camera. Everybody has cameras today. Because we're going down to the potter's house with Jeremiah, and we're going to take four pictures that I want you to visualize in your mind. Picture number one is the potter, who in this analogy, of course, is God. And how does the potter work? He works purposefully. He has in his mind the image of a vessel he wants to make. Maybe it is a vessel for water. It may be a flower pot. It may be a water pot. But he has in his mind its size and its shape, and he begins to work with a purpose. Now, not only does he work purposefully, he works very patiently. He's not going to substitute beauty for speed. So he takes his time, and there he is. He is shaping this vessel as it seems good to him. He's working authoritatively. In other words, the vessel has no right to say to the potter, "Don't make me like that, make me like this." He is working with authority because he knows exactly what he has in mind. He is, after all, the potter. Let's look at the second feature and take a second picture very quickly, and that is the wheel. It says there in the last part of verse 3, he was sitting at the wheel. Now, what is the wheel? Well, we're going to relate this passage to ourselves, but also to Israel. Its first interpretation has to do with Israel, but I think it applies to us as well. What is the wheel that God uses to shape us into the vessel that he desires? Well, first of all, it's circumstances, it's promotions, it is demotions. It is the hardships of life. It is sickness. It is discouragement. All of that gets poured into our lives because God says, "I have something in mind that I am shaping that only difficult circumstances will bring about. I want you to be a special shape, a special vessel of honor." And that can't happen in your life as long as everything goes well. So he uses circumstances. He uses other people. He uses people with their injustice, with their intolerance, perhaps, in the sense that they are judgmental of us. He uses pain that others bring upon us. And the point to be made is that the pot has no right to say to the potter, "You can't use that." Paul says in Romans chapter 9, he says, "Can it be that the thing that is formed, namely the pot, can say to the potter, 'Why have you made me this way?'" He says, "Does not the potter have even power over the clay to make a vessel unto honor and one unto dishonor? Isn't the potter the one that is in charge?" And the answer is yes. In fact, the potter can even use the devil, as he did in the case of Job, who experienced all of this grief because God gave Satan the right and the power to be able to destroy his family and children. Or as in the case of Peter, where Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat, and I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail." You see, because the potter is sovereign, he can use whatever he likes. Now, in the case of Israel, God was using Jeremiah as the wheel. Jeremiah's message of judgment, Jeremiah's message that says, "Repent, repent, hear, O Israel, turn from your sin and repent." And he was using Ezekiel and other prophets who lived during this period of time. God says, "This is the wheel. I'm shaping you into a certain vessel. And you can't be the vessel that I want you to be unless you listen to me and you obey me and you turn to me." All right, that's the second picture that we've taken. We've taken a picture of the potter. And by the way, when you go to Israel today, you can actually go into a potter's house and watch them work. We've taken a picture of the potter. We've taken a picture of the wheel. Now what we need to do is to look at the first vessel. Your Bibles are open, and you'll notice it says there in verse 4, "And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do." Vessel number 1. Here is the potter. He is at work, and suddenly he notices that the clay is lumpy. And because the clay is lumpy, the vessel loses its symmetry. And once you begin to try to straighten it out, no matter what instruments you use, as it spins on the wheel, you discover that it is not going to be what you had in mind. It is not going to be an ideal pot at all. And so the potter notices that it was spoiled. I think the King James, if I remember correctly, says that it was marred in the hands of the potter. I love that word, marred. Lumpy, lack of symmetry, perhaps within it even some ingredients that have caused it to be that way. And so the first vessel is spoiled in the potter's hands.
My friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. This is a very important message, because God reminds us of the fact that he is the potter and we are the clay. And as the message progresses, I point out the fact that we as individuals oftentimes fight the potter, don't we? I was just reading the story of a woman recently who went into drugs and promiscuity and every kind of sin almost imaginable. And despite the fact that she was brought up in a Christian home, she did all this until God brought her to the end of herself. It's amazing what God sometimes has to do in people's lives until they give up the fiction that they can control their own destinies. And it is in desperation that God meets us. It is the submission of the pot, so to speak, the clay, to the potter. So I want us to let God do his work in our lives today. And I want to ask you a question. How much does God have to take you and me through until we submit to his hand? These messages, of course, are from the book of Jeremiah. They're part of a series entitled The Church in Babylon, Unleashing the Power of a Spirit-Filled Witness. I really do believe that Jeremiah the prophet has a tremendous message for us. And he is a reminder to us not only of God's judgment, but also God's mercy if we are willing to submit to his sovereignty and to his grace. In a moment, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. You can listen to them again. You can share them with your friends. You can pray that God will use them mightily for this generation.
Erwin Lutzer, introducing Israel, Clay in the Potter's Hand. The fourth message in a series on the Church in Babylon, unleashing the power of a Spirit-filled witness. Next time, getting a right view of God. The Church in Babylon is a 10-part series on CD. We'd like to send you that series as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.